Good morning, a Thursday morning, and Jim Kevlin joins us. He's the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and all.seago.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, it appears, since we can't find it anywhere else, that you have exclusive about Zephyr Teachout. Tell us.
Well, yes, sir. It started circulating around here. Obviously, you know, she won the county in 2014 in the Democratic primary against Governor Cuomo. And then, of course, last year was the congressional candidate in the 19th district, which, of course, we're at the western end. And it includes 11 counties and goes as far east as Columbia County. So it covers a lot of the area that you reach and that you serve. But it started circulating in Democratic circles here that she wasn't going to run again next year against John Faso. And I guess up to that point, she would probably be considered the front runner. So I called around and connected with Tom Schimmerling, the Democratic chairman in neighboring Delaware County, and he confirmed it. It seems that she's focused on this suit against Donald Trump himself, trying to apply the Emoluments Clause to his business interests in connection with his administration, and she just doesn't want to be distracted from that particular focus. So, I mean, that kind of opens the door, you know, particularly if Will Yantic doesn't run again. And there's a lot of feeling around here that whoever runs for Congress should probably be a homegrown candidate this time around. If you remember, Sean Eldridge came in from outside the district 3 years ago to run against Chris Gibson and lost. And then Zephyr, a very promising Democrat, lost to John Faso. And the fellow who runs the Siena poll was on a local radio station, I guess about a year ago now, and he pointed out that over time in the 19th district, if there's a candidate on the left and there's a candidate on the right, and the candidate who reaches the middle is the one who wins. And so the hope is that here locally among Democrats is that a local favorite, someone from within the district will focus, who will appeal to this middle group of voters and will allow the Democrats to get back in Congress from our district for the first time in quite a while now.
Well, last week you told us about Dick Button and an exhibit, art, and some memorabilia, antiques, which will be in Cooperstown.
Yes.
And you told me before we came on that yesterday Peggy Fleming was in town.
Yes, well, what a surprise that was. We got a call from the Fenimore saying that they were going to have a little press conference for Peggy Fleming, who's featured in The Art of Figure Skating Through the Ages, a Dick Button collection that opened last week at the Fenimore Museum. Well, I stopped out, and it wasn't really a press conference as much as just a chat with Peggy Fleming, which, of course, was quite stunning because I sort of consider her a great American. And when I got there, she was looking at that little chartreuse dress that she used to wear back in 1968 when she won her gold medal. Apparently it was made by her mother, and she talked about the simplicity of the dress, allowing a focus not on the fashion, but actually on the performance of the athlete herself.
We've been speaking with Jim Kevlin, as we do each Thursday. He's the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and all.seago.com, where you can go to find those stories and more. Jim, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.